From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Libya today, the coastal town of Bin Jawad, intense fighting between rebels and Gaddafi loyalists. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, anti-government forces are trying to travel west toward the Gaddafi hometown of Sirte.
There are fierce clashes going on in the town of Bin Jawad, which is about 20 miles from where I am now in Ras Lanuf. The city of Ras Lanuf was taken the day before yesterday by rebel forces. That is still, for now, in rebel hands. But Bin Jawad is where the battle is taking place now. Rebel forces say that they were ambushed in that town. They were trying to push towards the town of Sirte, and they were repelled there. And there are still clashes taking place. We're seeing wounded coming back from the front lines. There's still fighting taking place there.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Ras Lanuf, Libya. Meanwhile, Libyan President Gaddafi says he is fighting terrorism and is dismayed that no one's helping him. Correspondent Eleanor Beardsley has more on Gaddafi's interview with French journalists.
Speaking about the West, Gaddafi said, "Our security services cooperate, and we have helped you a lot in the past few years. So why is it that when we are in a fight against terrorism here in Libya, no one helps us in return?" And so went the tone of the interview with Gaddafi in weekly newspaper Le Journal de Dimanche.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. In Kabul today, several hundred people staged a protest against the killing of civilians in NATO operations. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports Afghan President Hamid Karzai echoed their anger.
Demonstrators chanted "Death to America" during a march through central Kabul. They were protesting a recent spate of civilian casualties, including a NATO airstrike that killed 9 little boys in Kunar province. Afghan police say they provided security for the protest, which lasted about 2.5 hours. President Karzai told the NATO commander, General David Petraeus, that civilian casualties are no longer acceptable and said that apologies are not enough. Top U.S. commanders issued a videotaped apology for the airstrike that killed the 9 boys last week, but public anger about the incident remains strong. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The six-nation Gulf Arab bloc is signaling it may offer economic assistance to the protest-embroiled economies of Oman and Bahrain. The general idea of a development and stability fund came up at a meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council. In the Louisiana town of Rain, a young mother sheltering her child from a tornado was killed when a tree fell on her house, but her child survived. A relative found the 21-year-old woman after the storm. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. An earthquake early today shook a part of northern Chile near the border with Peru. The U.S. Geological Survey in Colorado says it was a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. No injuries or major damages have been reported. Last week's Irish election saw that nation's ruling party soundly defeated, but there was no clear winner. As Larry Miller reports from London, it appears the two largest parliamentary parties have now agreed to form a coalition government.
Talks between centre-right Fine Gael and centre-left Labour led to the two parties agreeing to form the next Irish government, with Fine Gael's Enda Kenny prime minister. During the election, both parties said they would try to renegotiate the terms of Ireland's $120 billion international bailout. To form a coalition, the parties resolved their differences, including how to balance tax increases and spending cuts, and the time frame for reducing the deficit. The voters punished the previous government for turning Ireland, known as the Celtic Tiger, into an economic mess requiring an international rescue. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee is concerned that some American Muslims are falling under the radicalizing influence of affiliates of al-Qaeda. Congressman Peter King says he'll hold hearings on the question soon. The first Muslim elected to the House, Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison, is cautioning that religious minorities should not be singled out. The crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery will close the hatch today on the International Space Station for the last time. Tomorrow it'll undock for its final trip back to Earth. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support